Sacramento Bee, Gavin Newsom's newest gun controls followed by mass shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 7, 2022. The Sacramento Bee is reporting Governor Gavin Newsom's new gun controls were followed days later by a mass shooting. On July 1, 2022, Breitbart News reported Newsom signed two new gun controls, stricter limitations on AR-15 marketing/advertisements and more regulations on firearms Democrats describe as ghost guns. The Bee noted that upon signing the controls, Newsom said, "The good news, if there's any, is that this ends, at least today in California." Tragically, just days later, on Monday morning, a mass shooting occurred just down the street from Newsom's office at the Capitol. Five people were shot, one of them fatally, while leaving Mick's nightclub. Later in the day Monday, three more people were wounded in another shooting. On June 5, 2022, Breitbart News reported California was number one state for gun control in the union, and they were also number one for active shooter incidents. California has universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, a red flag law, gun registration requirements, a good cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance, and a ban on carrying a gun on a college campus for self-defense. There is also a ban on K-12 teachers being armed on campus for classroom defense, a background check requirement for ammunition purchases, and a limit on the number of guns a law-abiding citizen can purchase in a given month, among other controls. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.